Right now, they were in a hell of a mess. There was no helping the ambush. After the past few days here, everyone had gotten used to the minor tremors shaking the ground at all hours, so when the latest one had started, no one had thought anything of it until the bugs had started bursting out of the ground. JP had seen his share of massed swarm tactics before and knew how to handle that. It usually involved pit traps, a moat, and a good solid high palisade wall, preferably with sharpened spikes pointing toward the enemy. But since they didn't have access to such barriers, he'd been forced to improvise. Everything had been going reasonably well. Their gunfire had brought Ryan and Christy back to find out what was going on, and as he'd figured, Ryan had begun creating an escape route, which they were fighting their way through. So far, so good. Assuming their ammo held out. It would have been a different story if these burrow bugs had the common sense to retreat when faced with overwhelming power. Unfortunately for them, they didn't seem to have the brains to understand when they should have been running away instead of forward to the slaughter. But again, that worked only if their ammo held out. And right now, there didn't seem to be any end to the insect army coming after them. JB lunged forward, grabbing under the shoulders of Doc's coat with one arm. He heaved back, but he might as well have been trying to pull the old man out of concrete. JB also had to watch his footing, since it was hard to tell where the pit trap began. And if he wasn't careful, he could end up stuck in there with the old man. Doc's shout had also attracted Mildred's attention, and she turned back to help as well.
Get to the others!
Not till you get him out and moving!
JB would have argued, but there was no time. By now, Doc had slipped into the dirt up to his waist. Instead of panicking, he was watching the moving earth below him intently.
I say, John Barrymore, would you be so kind as to hold this for me?
Doc held out his Lamar.
Doc, how in the hell am I supposed to hold that and hold you up at the same time?
Well, you're not going to like my answer.
Just spit it out, Doc!
You are going to let me go.
If I do, you're dead.
Not quite, John Barrymore.
Doc held up his other hand, which still held his sword.
I will dispatch the villain attempting to carry me away, and then return.
One of the bugs fell against JB as it died.
Whatever you're gonna do, do it fast!
All right!
Snatching the Lama out of Doc's hand, JB let him go and turned to take out two bugs that had been charging at him from the rear.
Eat steel, you bastard!
Doc disappeared completely from sight.
Doc! Doc!
Come on, JB! These bastards aren't gonna stay away forever!
Hang on!
JB kept looking. He was just about to give up hope when he still saw nothing below. But then a wrinkled hand burst up from the dirt, looking for something to latch onto. JB leaned down, grabbed it, and hauled upward with all his strength. Doc was still clutching his lion's head sword, its blade coated in the same thick black gunk that had come out of the other burrow bugs. Right then, a bug exploded out of the pit, its clawed legs feeling about madly for its prey. JB aimed Doc's revolver at it.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Agreed, John Barrymore. Much agreed.
But when he tried to take a step forward, Doc sank to the ground.
I'm afraid that one of those buggers may have injured me more than I thought.
Can you walk at all, Doc?
I fear not. It would be best if you two went on without me. I shall hold the rear to my last breath. Oh, I say, whatever are you doing?
Saving your skinny ass.
Mildred hoisted him up and slung his arm over her shoulders.
If I left you here, I wouldn't get to listen to your pontificating anymore. JP, we're leaving!
Bad time, too. I'm on my last mag. Move out, I'll cover you.
The three headed out again. JB estimated they were about 50 yards from the rock shelf, and he saw Ryan, Christy, and Ricky already there. Ricky was lying next to Ryan, sighting down the barrel of his Delisle to take out more of the attacking insects. Between Ryan and him, the path to the plateau was opening up, awash in the bodies of dead bugs, but opening up nonetheless. With the two marksmen covering their left and right flanks, JB divided his time between guarding their six and making sure neither Mildred nor Doc fell into any other pit traps. The ground in front of them suddenly dropped away into a pit at least 15 feet deep. Mildred and Doc skidded to a stop at the edge. Unfortunately, JB had been backing up behind them as he kept an eye on the dozen or so bugs that were tracking the trio about 10 paces back. Before Doc or Mildred could tell him to stop or move out of the way, he bumped into them.
No.
Mildred scrambled to her feet, aware that the ground was already shifting as the first of the burrow bugs began emerging to see what they'd captured. Mildred glanced up to see how far up the pit edge was. Her heart sank when she saw it was easily 6 feet overhead.
On my word, Mildred, that is a ride I would not care to embark upon again.
If you can talk, Doc, you can stand. We've got to get out of here before we're bug food.
But of course, dear lady. Never let it be said that I did not come to the aid of a friend in need.
Less philosophizing, more stabbing.
You okay, Doc? Mildred?
Oh, just fine, thank you. Except I'm stuck at the bottom of a pit with huge bugs trying to eat me.
Here, grab my jacket.
JB dropped his arm over the edge of the pit, holding the sleeve of his leather jacket. The rest of the garment dangled down the side of the pit, the other sleeve a tantalizing couple of feet away.
They seem to be exhibiting a sort of hive mentality.
You can tell me all about their social structure later. Right now, I'm going to boost you up so you can grab John's jacket. You get out, then the two of you can get me out.
Are you sure I should go first, Mildred? After all...
No time for chivalry, Doc. Your ankle's sprained. That means you go first. Now shut your yap and step up. Use both hands.
Mildred shoved her gun into her waistband, then laced her hands together to form a stirrup. Doc tossed his rapier and its sheath up out of the pit, then braced himself with a hand on Mildred's shoulder as he put her feet into her improvised step. As he did, she heaved him up with all of her strength.
Whoa!
Doc grabbed hold of the leather sleeve.
Got it! Pull, my good John Barrymore! Pull!
Okay! Anytime you guys want to get me out of here, we'll be fine!